We're here in New York State, the second most populous state in the Union. The most populous state is way over on the other coast. And this band, we're mighty happy that we were able to get them all the way from one coast to the other. This is their first appearance here at the Winter Hawk Festival, and I know you're looking forward to them. They used to start off as a trio. They used their names when they referred to themselves, and they added a fourth, and they said, and then there was four, and then they added a fifth, and they decided that's too many names, so they shortened it up. So instead of Byron Verline, Dan Crary, John Hickman, Steve Spurgeon, and John Moore, they just call themselves California!
the soul, my soul. Harsh that reflection in your eyes. Is it your that you're leaving? You'll be gone for good, but speak softly, you're talking to my heart. What I know is on your mind. Don't cry, don't let those teardrops start. Tell me that you're leaving. You'll be gone for good, but speak softly, you're talking to my heart. Just speak softly, you're talking to my heart.
Well, thank you very much. Certainly good to be here in the state of New York. It's been a long time, and we're proud to be here. That guy sang in that song for you. He wrote that some time ago. A guy by the name of Gene Watson in the country music field made a big hit out of it. And it just thrilled you to death, didn't it?
Tell you, brought a great big lump to my wallet.
Very emotional thing for him. Anyway, this guy lives in Texas now, and down around McKinney, Texas. He's a good bass player and songwriter. Think you're gonna like him today. His name is Steve Spurgeon. Give him a hand.
Thank you. The tallest, the youngest, the skinniest, and most energetic over here is also the newest member of the group. He's been with us a couple of years now. He's our resident cowpoke. He's the bachelor in the band. Well, let's see. We got two bachelors. This end is full of bachelors down here. But he's on the mandolin. We're going to play a little guitar before the day's out. Would you say howdy to John Moore?
Appreciate that. From one bachelor to another, John. I guess I better be nice to you as Steve was to me. Just probably one of the absolute best Harley mechanics on the West Coast, and a darn tolerably good banjo player. That's John Hickman playing a banjo.
This man on the other end here with the guitar, when he's not playing his guitar, he's teaching speech communication out at Cal State Fullerton, and he's also a interpreter for really bad mimes. This is Dr. Dan Curry. Give him a hand.
Our partner Byron over here on the fiddle is well known to all of you and around the world. We have traveled far and wide on the earth and never found a place where people didn't know his music. He was recently elected one of the top 913 fiddle players in the San Fernando Valley as well. Byron Berline, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greats.
George Rowe.
Thank you.
to keep working down the end of the stage. Get John DeLuia a little banjo music here.
How about these people can stand a little more banjo music?
Can you handle a banjo song?
You don't believe that the definition of a gentleman is he who knows how to play the banjo but refrains? You don't believe that, do you? No, we don't either. The banjo's the signal instrument of bluegrass. It's the instrument that caught most people's attention. And I don't think anybody does a better job on it than our partner John. We're going to have him do one of his own compositions, title tune from an album that he did. You're not going to do that one. Not the one that's on the list. Well, never mind. He's going to do a different one. This one comes from the Texas Playboys swing days, and it's an absolutely killer banjo tune, even though it started out on the steel guitar. Here's John and the Remington Ride. Thank you.
couple of years ago, and that was my first trip. I had a great time over there. Never seen it before.
Let me tell you about Steve in Ireland. If you want to have fun on a trip, go to Ireland with him. Nobody enjoys it like him. For example,
that's a wonderful thing.
I remember in that pub, Steve, where you were lying with your eyes rolled back in your head and the Guinness spout running directly into your mouth.
Ah, yeah. Saves a lot of time that way.
He tried to catch a little of the feeling of that in this next song.
I was sitting at my kitchen table back in Texas and wrote this particular little song. It's called A Walk in the Irish Rain, so come along with us here. When the sun goes down on Dublin town, the color of last around is old. The lights come on, the night's a song, and the streets all turn to gold. Gentle mist of heaven kiss like teardrops off an angel's face. Don't you know you'll plant your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in chains, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Forevermore I've stepped ashore, my sailing days are over. Diamond tied and by your side, together we'll roll. I threw my sea bag in the bin and brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. And take my hand, I got 3 pounds in change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Sing their fill, oh, shout till the break of day. Sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the phone runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. When I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. When I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. We'll walk in the Irish rain. Where he came from and if he's gonna stay put, if he ever thinks about me and you, and does he do all the things that the monkeys do. Hope he don't get mad, pray for immunity, but I'm gonna catch him if I get the opportunity. Couldn't understand my perplexity, trying to permeate life's complexity. Does he his hands, doesn't think about men. Would he ever like a pie or lick beer cans? There's a Bigfoot woman strutting by his side with a bunch of little feet not far behind. I could call him Chester, call him Ramus, put him on TV and get real famous. Made Bigfoot friends for real with a record contract and a business deal. Hope he don't get mad, I pray for immunity, but I'm gonna catch him if I get the opportunity. Couldn't understand my perplexity, trying to permeate a life's complexity. I'm off in the woods looking for Sasquatch. Got more nerve than the average man, cause I sit on a rock and I think about God. He's probably back somewhere out in the woods watching from the cheap seats. We're going to get Dan to do you a tune for all the train lovers out there, a little bit of lonesome whistle.
Well, I was right, number 9, heading south. Whiter than snow. I've never that gal of wine. Cause I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. I heard that lonesome whistle blow.
Thank you. In the interest of time here, we everybody's trying to keep things moving, and we're no exception, and we are going to do another show this evening. We'd like to remind you that we have a little thing set up here over by the record booth. We got our little tent with all our goodies out there, but we'd like for you to come by and say hi. We're going to be over there for 2 or 3 hours. You don't have to buy a thing. Just come over and say howdy. We'd like to meet you and say howdy and shake your hand. John over here has a little mercantile business. He sells jams, jellies, Indian blankets, hubcaps, aerials, and anything else your car might be missing. He probably just got what you need. So come on, say and say howdy do when you get a chance here after we get done.
We'd like to leave you now with a bunch of old-time tunes that we thought deserved to be played more. These are the tunes that got to be real famous and popular, and then people stopped playing them, it seems, almost. And we cleverly titled this medley of old-time tunes the old-time medley. Yeah, it was the best we could do. The first one of these is a great old-timer called Billy in the Lowground. Now, of course, now, I don't know if you realize this, but Billy in the Lowground, in fiddling circles, is a source of controversy. And the controversy is over in the second part, shall we go to the F chord or the A minor chord? Now, that may not sound like much to you, but duels have, blood has been shed, you know. Seconds have presented their compliments over, shall it be the F chord or the A minor chord? And Byron, we don't want to, I know this is regional, and so we want to be in touch with the local culture. Are we going to play the F chord here or the A minor chord?
Well, as you know, Dan, I researched that a lot, and a friend of mine, Fred Robbins, he lives up here in New York State now. I was in the Army with that guy. I hadn't seen him in 20 years, and I asked him about that very same subject you were talking about. He said definitely the A minor is what they play up here.
All right.
Besides, we never did learn the F chord.
No, we never learned it. Just G, C, and that other, and it's all we play. So we won't use the F chord. All right, so the second tune in the medley then is a wonderful breakdown tune. But again, my friends, California does not bring you any old breakdown tune. Oh, no. This is one of the breakdown tunes. One of the great, one of the rock solid, one of the middle of the road, the 99 and 44 100th percent pure, just as God and Bill Monroe intended them, breakdown tunes called Katie Hill.
Fine job, dude.
Well, last of all in our medley, we'd like to do Cripple Creek, but again, it won't be just any old version of Cripple Creek. This one is from so far back in the hills that they don't even get the Opry until Tuesday night, friends. This is the one called Cripple by God Creek. And with that, our old-time medley.
God love you. We'll see you this evening. Thank you. Festival for quite a while, and by golly, we finally made it, and we appreciate you having us here. I tell you what, while we're all cranked up doing a little bluegrass music here before the old boys back there, the Riders in the Sky, y'all ready for them? They're coming up right behind us. They're all backstage. They're gargling mouthwash and kicking the buffalo chips off the edge of their boots and trying to polish up a little for you this afternoon. They'll be right out. But before we take off here and say we'll see you tonight, do come by the record table and say howdy to us. We're going to let Byron sing you one from Bill. Just a skosh, Uncle Penn. God love you. See you later. Hey,
the next song back to the break of day. They call it with a holler, do-si-do. The new Uncle Penn was ready to go. Late in the evening, about to sit down the high on the hill and above the town. They fed a load of howdy rain. Hear it talk, you can hear it sing.
with a fiddle don't turn the soldiers yard. And the one they call a Boston boy, the greatest of all, was Jenny Lane. Fiddle up again, yes, I'm on. Playing the evening about some man, the hound the hill and above the town. Play the fiddle on how it rang. You can hear it talk, you can hear it sing.
Ambassador Clements. I'll be sure and check all that out.